From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Republican leaders continue looking for a way to defuse the growing outcry over migrant families being separated at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president spent about an hour at the Capitol late yesterday with House Republicans.
We had a great meeting.
Where Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says he backed rival immigration bills that could solve the crisis.
The president is 1,000% behind it.
But it's uncertain whether that will be enough to push a bill through a divided majority, meaning there is no clear legislative path to ending the controversy. Many lawmakers say the president could do it himself by reversing his administration's zero-tolerance policy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations Human Rights Council met in Geneva Wednesday for the very first time since the U.S. announced it was leaving the U.N. body. VOA's Michael Brown has more.
The United States withdrew from the United Nations Human Rights Council on Tuesday. It was the latest U.S. rejection of a multilateral engagement. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, criticized member countries Russia, China, Cuba, Egypt for derailing U.S. efforts to reform the council.
Many of these like-minded countries were unwilling to seriously challenge the status quo.
On Twitter, UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein called the announcement disappointing, if not surprising, news. Michael Brown, VOA News.
UN investigators said Syrian government forces and affiliated troops committed war crimes in their long siege of eastern Ghouta. The UN based its findings on interviews, photographs, videos, satellite imagery, and medical records. This is VOA News. Yemeni fighters backed by the United Arab Emirates said they seized the southern runway of the international airport near the Sea Key, Yemeni city of Hodeidah. Fighting continued Wednesday between pro-government forces backed by a Saudi-led coalition and Iranian-backed Shiite Houthi rebels. The Amaleka Brigade said in a statement they seized areas on the west and east sides of the airport. North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Chinese President Xi Jinping came to an understanding on the results of the summit between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump in Singapore, including the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, according to the North State media. Reuters' Ed Giles has Seoul's reaction.
South Korea said there'd be no relief on sanctions for Pyongyang until they're happy the North has completed denuclearization. The country's foreign minister also said that the cancellation of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises could be reversed if the North stopped playing ball.
They could quickly come back should we see the dialogue momentum losing speed or North Korea not living up to its denuclearization commitment.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says China has miscalculated.
The other side may have underestimated the strong resolve of President Donald J. Trump.
Navarro said the president is resolved to impose more tariffs unless China changes its predatory trade practices, as the president greatly expanded the amount of Chinese imports possibly facing new duties. The growing trade conflict hit financial markets hard, with Beijing accusing the United States of extreme pressure and blackmailing and vowing to retaliate. With both sides upping the ante, the risks of a damaging trade war grew dramatically. Canada has become the first G7 country to pass the Cannabis Act, legalizing the cannabis market in 8 to 12 weeks. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted, "It's been too easy for our kids to get marijuana and for criminals to reap the profits. Today, we change that." Uruguay was the first country to legalize the sale of recreational cannabis in 2013. 9 U.S. states have legalized it for recreational use, and 29 have legalized it for medicinal purposes. However, Canada is the first major economy to do this nationwide.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks. $32 million of digital money has been stolen in an online heist. It's the second South Korean cryptocurrency exchange targeted in over a week. BitThumb is the world's sixth busiest exchange and highlights concerns over the security and regulation of cryptocurrency markets worldwide. Bitcoin's value has plunged almost 70% since its peak in last December. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.